the stability of food prices in the U.S. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, last year's historic and devastating drought was originally expected to have a huge impact on food prices at the retail level, an increase of 3-4%. And while consumers will still see an increase, economists are now predicting for it to be most likely around 2.5-3.5%, a number that is much closer to the average of 2.8% for year-to-year inflation. USDA food economist Ricky Volpe says that the most recent forecast shows that even with extreme weather events, food prices in the U.S. are relatively stable compared to other nations.
From the beginning, we expected the impact of the drought to be smaller than a lot of people might expect. Even a 3-4% forecast was looking at inflation that was lower than we saw in 2007, 2008, or 2011. And now it looks like the impact of the drought is going to be even a little bit smaller than we initially thought. Now, that's not to say that we're necessarily going to end up with moderate food price inflation in 2013. Anything could happen. We could have a sustained drought this year. We could have other major weather events. But I think this helps to serve as a reminder that even though commodity prices and fuel prices are very volatile, they can go up by double digits, they can fall by double digits, food prices in the United States tend to be fairly stable, fairly predictable. They tend to kind of just edge up by 2.5-3% year over year, and we're seeing that again in 2013 this year, which I think is good news for consumers and for their paychecks.
Just another example of how we enjoy the most safe, abundant, and affordable food in the world. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.